Revolutionizing aging. Embracing movement for longevity and vitality.
You're also going to learn about her pioneering work in mobility, musculoskeletal aging, and how it's changing the way we view and treat longevity, mobility, and the aging process. She's also written 5 best-selling books, including Fitness After 40, Younger in 8 Weeks, Guide to Thrive, and the upcoming book, Unbreakable. Aren't you so excited to learn how to unlock all of the natural strength and natural design of your body to make your life better? I know I sure am. So please help me welcome Dr. Vonda Wright to the Mel Robbins Podcast. Dr. Vonda Wright, thank you for hopping on a plane and coming all the way to our Boston studios. I am so thrilled that you're here.
It's my pleasure.
So I wanted to start by having you speak directly to the person who is listening and explain what they might experience that's going to be different about their life or a person that they love who they share this with if they take to heart everything that you're about to explain to us today.
By the end of the day, I hope that I have changed your whole perspective on aging to realize that you do not have to be the victim of the passage of time and become frail. By the simple tools we're talking about today with mobility and all the other things, that there is no age, no matter where you find yourself today, there is no age and skill level where it is too late, that your body will always respond to the positive stress you place on it.
I love that. I can feel the fire.
It's a very hopeful message.
Well, I think it's a very important one because you're going to talk to us today about your experience as an orthopedic surgeon and how movement actually is medicine.
Yes.
And you are changing the conversation about aging in the world. You are getting women to think in particular very differently about their health and the unbelievable design of the human body and how you can leverage that in simple ways. And so I am so excited to unpack all of this with you. And I think maybe where we should start is, what do people get wrong about aging?
There is a pervasive myth in this country that aging is an inevitable decline from the vitality of youth down some slippery slope to frailty, where we spend the last 20 years of our lives dying. But the fact of the matter is, we actually can be healthy, vital, active, joyful. But people think that they have to go down this slippery slope and that there's nothing they can do about it. But the fact of the matter is, there's so much we can do to pre-plan our future.
I am so excited for this conversation because already what you just said makes me think about getting older differently. And it makes me think about my aging parents differently because, you know, I think we've all had that experience, whether you see your grandparents or you see your parents and you have that feeling where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They look so old.
How did that happen?
How did that? They seem so frail. So I love this quote of yours. We don't get old because we age. We get old because we stop moving. What does that mean?
So, you know, if we step back and look at our bodies, I think nature is very conservative. If we were designed to sit still night and day, we would not be designed with our strongest muscles below our belly buttons. We would be sessile like a mushroom with this giant stalk and all the good stuff on top, right?
But what does sessile mean?
So, you know, Jabba the Hutt had this, you remember from Star Wars, this guy in
yes,
had this giant blubberous appendage he kind of laid on.
Yes.
Mushrooms have this giant stalk, which doesn't go anywhere, right? So if we were meant to be immobile, we would have been designed like one of those two beings, but we were not. We were designed with the strongest muscles below our belly buttons. We have two legs. What is the first independent skill we ever learn? Walking. It is human nature to move. So what is unnatural, Mel, is not continuing to move. What is unnatural is not moving.
So are you saying that one of the reasons why our parents and our grandparents and we start to age rapidly is because we're not moving?
I think that when you look at the statistics in our country and somewhat around the world, that 50, 60, 70% of people do no intentional movement a day. So we get up, we get dressed, we get in our car, we go sit at our desk for 8, 10, 12 hours, get in our car, sit in traffic for 2 hours. Then if we're lucky, we get 8 hours of sleep. If you add it up, we are probably like a mushroom in one place, 20 hours a day. That is not what we're designed to do. And so all of that sedentary living that mm-hmm. we're doing, because by nature, our organs work better when we're moving, when we're flexing our muscles, when our bones are being pounded, we age due to lack of mobility.
What I'm really excited about is we have so many conversations mm-hmm. On this podcast
yeah.
that, you know, I'm 56 and I'm constantly sharing to the 20-year-olds in my
yeah.
life. I think
yeah.
this is one where if you're in your 20s or your 30s and you're listening to this, you're going to be sending this to your parents
yes.
and to your aunts and your uncles
mm-hmm.
as this gigantic shift
mm-hmm.
around how to think about aging. And so, Dr. Wright, that brings me to this other question that I have. How does the way that you think
mm-hmm.
about aging
mm-hmm.
shape the way that you age?
I love that question because I think that what we do too often is, and I always look over my left shoulder when I do this and say, oh my God, 25 was so amazing. Okay, well, 25 was easy, right? But let's think about that. At 25, I don't know what you were doing, but I was still going to school. I had no money. I was still going home in summers to live with my parents. And we're worshiping that. When I contend to anybody listening, and I may have come to this late, I admit, I'm turning 58 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I may have come to this late, but now I would say from 48 on, I am the most authentic, the most indefinable. I get to choose. And that comes from the confidence of experience that I could not possibly have had at 25. So I'm not saying anything against I have a 17-year-old, I have all the way up to 36-year-olds and children in our blended family. It's a wonderful thing to be young.
Empowering Aging, the critical decade for health and mobility.
So if you look at the 40-year-old slice,
yep.
I call that exactly what you said, the flank steak.
Yep.
Very lean, no marbling, very thin fat that you don't have to do anything with. And when we tested the strength of these athletes, they were strong.
Okay.
Then if you sit around for 35 or 40 years, this is what happens. The cottage cheese picture I call Kobe beef.
Kobe beef? I don't even know what that is.
That is that Japanese cow that they massage and all the meat has all this fat in it.
Oof.
So if we sit around for 30 years, we lose all of our muscle architecture. We become very weak. And you're right. It looks very disorganized. And so this person in the middle picture can't get up from a chair.
And what you are saying to us today is that you're going to teach us that aging is inevitable, but how you age is within your control. And mm-hmm. so, you know, for somebody that's listening in their 20s to 40s, this message about, look, you have got to incorporate movement because it creates
mm-hmm.
a roadmap for a long, amazing life.
Yeah.
And I think the message to anybody that's listening that's 40, 50, 60, mm-hmm. 70 is, mm-hmm. it's not too late.
Exactly. So what are we doing in those last 20 years if we don't pre-plan that? If we don't get in front of this, I call 35 to 45, the critical decade.
Why is 35 to 45 the critical
because
decade?
Because if I say, oh, 25 was easy, by 35, most of us have figured out a little bit to what to do in our careers, unless you're a surgeon like me and you're still training, but figured out some things about life. Sometimes by that point, people have made relationship commitments. Sometimes they've made raising other little people commitments. But you are still young enough with youthful vigor, with youngish stem cells to course correct. So if 35 to 45 is the time to develop the habits of mobility, to develop the habits of lifting weights, to look at what you're eating. Your body is not a garbage can that we just shove whatever in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can burn anything for fuel, but should you be burning the noxious, right? Because what happens at 45 for women, and even to some extent for men, is we start going through perimenopause and game different game. It's not a continuation of the game for women. It is a different game. So if we can, in the critical decade, get these habits established, it will not be such a shock as those people who come to my office at 65 and say, oh my God, what do I do now?
Well, let's start there because I want to hear you explain what are the critical habits for that decade of 35 to 45. But I want to just tell the person that's with us right now, who's either taking us on a walk or you're listening at home or we're in the car with you, because you're probably thinking, oh my God, I blew that decade. Now I'm screwed.
No.
And so we're going to get to you. And Dr. Wright has very good news because, well, I'm just going to ask that right now. What if you're over 45 like me?
Yeah.
Or your parents are over 45 and you're listening right now and you feel like, is it too late for me to course correct? Is it too late for me to build strong muscle? Why the hell do I need strong muscle in order to have a better health span? Like, what about the person who's listening or who got this forwarded
to them?
Who's
over 45?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't we all over for all the cool kids are? Listen, the short answer is no. There is never an age or skill level when the strategic stress you put on your body in the form of all the things, mobility, the strength training, the smart nutrition, will not dramatically change the trajectory of your health. There is not an age.
I just want to make sure the person hears this.
Yeah.
So Dr. Wright, you're sitting here as an expert in longevity and helping us age in a way that creates a better life.
Yes.
There is never an age
there's
where if you're listening to Dr. Wright right now and you're 92 years old, you can still improve your health span. You can still change the way you age.
You can still take steps to feel better every day. Even if you're sick and you don't feel great every day, you can pick up the phone and talk to somebody in your life. You know, I'm thinking to myself, maybe the only person I still know is the barista. If I'm 97, the only person I know is the barista at a coffee shop, then go say hi to that person every day. It's not rocket science, but the basic thing is people don't invest every day in their health and mobility. So, critical decade, let's get our proverbial expletive together. I don't know if I can cuss on your show.
You can say whatever you want.
Let's get our shit together, people. Can we please stop taking every day for granted because it's easy and you're young? And can we please take a minute to notice ourselves? Try to figure out what your body's saying to you, because I'm going to tell you for sure, your body speaks to you every day, whether you're listening or not. Can we please stop abusing ourselves with quite so much alcohol because we can metabolize it when we're young? And so what if you've been sitting around for 30 years and you're like, is it too late for me? Am I the guy with the, in the middle picture of that, with the fat rind all over my leg? Listen, remember your primary skill is walking. So if you're doing nothing else right now, you put on your headphones, you get up and you take Mel and I with you. And you walk around the block, because I am not telling you that the first day out the door, you have to do 5 miles to be successful. You just need to get up from your seated position and invest in yourself. You should think of this as an investment in yourself.
Well, what I also love about what you said from the very beginning is reminding us of the obvious. Our bodies are designed to move.
Yes.
Like
yes.
You're, as an orthopedic surgeon, been repairing people's bodies and joints and bones, but your body is designed to move. And one of the things to think about when you think about wellness and you think about your health span and you think about aging in a very different way is that we expect to get frail because we expect to slow down and stop moving. And if you actually flip it on its head and you say, well, actually, I don't expect to stop moving.
Yeah.
I certainly don't. I want to be hiking like the week I die.
Yes.
I want to be taking 5 mile walks every day when I'm retired. I want to be swimming in the ocean. I want to be going to yoga class.
Yes.
I want to be out and about. Mm-hmm. And when you realize, wait a minute, my body's actually designed in a certain way.
That's right.
If I just work with it, it will work with and for me.
That is absolutely the truth. And if you Google, you can find all kinds of examples of people that are seeming anomalies, like mistakes, that they're 92 lifting weights for the first time. Oh, somebody's mother started lifting at 70 and now she's a bodybuilder.
Empowering self-care, taking the first step towards health.
I mean, Is it too late for me? I would love for you to just talk directly to them.
You know what? I think sometimes when enough time has passed, you can end up feeling pretty hopeless. I mean, maybe you don't even know how the extra 50 pounds creeped up, because no one sets out as a goal in life to be immobile and to feel terrible and to be in pain all the time or have to have three closets of different size. That is nobody's goal. But I completely understand how time and circumstances can creep up on you, especially, listen, I'm a midlife woman. I went through menopause. I gained the 30 pounds that I then had to get control of and reverse and do all the hard things it took to get back to feeling like myself again. Listen, nothing is free. But if you believe anything I've said today, is that, you know, you just believe me on blind faith that your body will respond. Just right now, get up, put on your headphones, and go for a walk, even if it's around your kitchen table. If you're feeling like that, like it's just too late for me, I'm whatever age old, it's just too late, take the first step and do that today and tomorrow. And if you're worried about the work you have to do at home, listen, there is no such thing as dishes police. If you get done with your dinner and you push back and you're like, I'm going to go invest in myself, I promise nobody's going to come to your house and arrest you for leaving the dishes on the table. You are more important than the menial tasks that you prioritize over your own health. So if you're just starting out and you're like, yeah, I want to do something, just start by going back to your basic skill and taking a walk every day for 7 days. I don't care how long it is. Once you've done something for 7 days, it's a streak. And you don't want to break your streak. You've done it for 7 days, right? What if you're traveling? Well, you know you're going to sit there for 2 hours, walk around these giant terminals in the airport. Just push that suitcase. That counts.
Well, you've done an incredible job, Dr. Wright, like really connecting the dots from this being a directive to lose weight or to look better to a just treasure that's inside your body that is waiting for you to activate it. And I think, you know, particularly for so many people that listen to this show and are at stages in their life where they're either consumed by school or they're consumed by caregiving or they are going through a major change in their life or their career or, you know, what's happening in their family, that it is so easy to find yourself in these phases of your life that can last years where you just let yourself go. And simply being reminded that your body is designed, no matter how young or old you are, no matter how out of shape or far gone you are or how much pain you may be in, your body is actually designed to move.
Yeah.
It is designed to respond to everything that you're prescribing to your patients and explaining to us, and that it's something that even just adding a walk in every day right now will make a big difference. So if the person listening takes just one action today, Dr. Wright, based on absolutely everything that you have taught us, what is the most important thing to do?
So you know what, Mel, if there are 300 million people in this country, and we know that 51% of them are women, if we share this with 31 million women, and they share this with five of their best friends, we will save the lives of 50% of people in this whole country and everybody they love.
I absolutely agree with you. And so as you're listening to this, I want you to take the time and think of five women in your life.
Yeah.
I don't care how old they are. I don't care how young they are. Share Dr. Wright's information with them. Share this conversation with them. It is something that you can do that could absolutely change the trajectory of their life. What are your parting words?
I think we've had a lot of instructions today and a lot of things people can take little steps at. But here's what's not going to happen if what I'm going to say next doesn't occur. You can read anything you want. You can listen to me talk all day and give you instructions. But until you believe that you are worth the daily investment in your health, then nothing else matters. You will not take care of yourself until you believe that you are worth it. And so if I could change one thing from people like you who are experts at helping people believe in themselves, I want people to believe in love of themselves, because self-care is really loving yourself to take care of yourself. So if nothing else, please know that you are worth the daily investment in your health.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wright. I love how you framed all this. I love how many people are going to share this. Mm. I appreciate the heart. Mm. And what I deeply appreciate about you and the work that you're doing and what you did today for me and the person listening is that you actually gave us a achievable roadmap to follow so that aging is inevitable, but being frail and broken and weak and putting yourself last isn't.
Correct.
And so thank you, thank you, thank you for everything.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh my gosh. And I also want to thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to something that will change your life for the better. Thank you for taking the time to share this with everybody in your life that you're worried about or that you would wish that they would take better care of themselves. I think this is life-changing information. And in case no one else tells you, I wanted to be sure to tell you that I love you. I believe in you. I believe in your ability to take Dr. Wright's advice and get moving. I believe in your ability to follow the things that she suggested today, even if it's just take me on a walk, start listening to this podcast on a walk, get moving again. And I think you will be startled by how your body is actually designed, that muscle and movement are medicine. It is designed to feel better. And when you feel better, you're going to do better. Alrighty. I will see you in a few days. I'll be waiting to welcome you in to the very next episode the second you hit play. I'll see you there. You're definitely going to love this one, and I'm going to be waiting to welcome you into it the moment you hit play. I'll see you there.